The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
I'd wager lots of people would have views on what we're about to talk about because you would have seen the news. So Ted Baker has shut up shop today. They had a presence on Dublin's Grafton Street. Now, this is part of a wider restructuring, as they say, across UK and Ireland. But on foot of a number of restaurant closures last week, it has shone a light and directed a focus onto hospitality and retail in not just Dublin City, but in all of our towns and cities in this country. So here to talk about that environment and doing business in that environment is Ian Redmond of Hyde Grafton Street, Ohana Tiki Bar on Harcourt Street, and former owner of Tramline as well, and Ronan Rogerson, local business representative, and owns the Jewellery Building Restaurant on Jewellery Street in Dublin as well. You're both very welcome. Thanks a million for coming in to us.
Thanks, Karen.
How hospitable or otherwise, Ian, would you describe the kind of the trading environment in 2024, August 24?
Everything's stacked against us, Kieran. It's really, really tough out there. The lack of policing, the filth of Dublin City, it's just not a nice place to come into. Going back 10 years, the vibrancy in the city was amazing, especially, I was just talking to Ronan there, up to 2019, the city was absolutely buzzing. Yet now footfall has been falling steadily since 2007, from 160 million down to way below 80 million per year. And Dublin Town qualify that by saying it's actually where it was, but they've actually doubled the amount of cameras they put in, and they control all the data research. Other interested parties have tried to get the data, but they're embargoed from getting it because they're the ones who pay for it. They've offered to pay for it, but Dublin Town aren't being truthful in the message they're putting out there. The footfall in the city has been obliterated.
Well, it behoves me to say, you know, Dublin Town and Richard Guiney are not here, but if they were, they might disagree with that. I'm sure they will, and look, he'll be on the show again soon. But essentially your contention is, listen, it's despite what others say, the footfall's nowhere near what it was and what it needs to be for you guys to be able to do business.
Absolutely. And to get the footfall up, we need public transport. We need taxi services, proper functioning taxi service. We need the policing. Like, the city's so antisocial at the moment. The amount of muggings, there was two rapes yesterday in the city. It's just, it doesn't feel comfortable. And credit to Minister O'Donoghue for everything he's done for our industry, but he alleges that the city is safe. It's not, or he asserts it's safe. It's not a safe city. You know, Minister Martin and Minister McEntee, you know, we're trying to change the licensing laws here so there aren't so many people on the streets at late at night at 3 a.m. that it's a scattered closing or closing at different times till 5 a.m. And we've been promised this for the last 4 years. It's just delayed, delayed, delayed. It just put on the back foot. So the city is dying on its knees, and Ronan will agree with that.
Ronan, is it?
100%. We've been very worried about what's been happening in town for a long time. This isn't something that's happened overnight. You know, a couple of big Irish podcasters talk about it this week, and it's on the agenda, but we've been talking about this for, you know, we were worried pre-COVID about the policing levels, and that fell off a cliff. The city was taken over by an element which hasn't gone away since COVID. You know, we don't have boots on the ground, and it's housekeeping. You know, the housekeeping of the city is just not happening. There's rubbish bags all over the place. We can't get our waste management under control. We can't clean the streets. They send guys out on the streets with dustpans and brushes. That's Victorian, do you know? They need to start working smarter, not harder. Get proper road sweepers out, get police out, clean up the graffiti. There isn't a building in this city which isn't graffitied at the moment. Yeah. And let's be very clear, graffiti is criminal damage, you know? And when was the last... I don't think there's anybody ever been arrested for graffiti in this city.
No.
It's funny because there's a whole host of things we could be talking about. And I'm sure we'll come on to things like kind of input costs and rates and electricity prices and labour shortages and all those other things and insurance that people have to deal with. But the first thing that both of you mentioned is actually around the customer, the consumer experience of town, really. You know what I mean? It's the feeling of safetiness. It's the feeling of cleanliness that's lacking.
Yeah, it's an ecosystem. The city's an ecosystem. People need to come in and feel welcome, feel like they're in a comfortable environment. And when we can bring that back, and, you know, you'd agree with me, running a restaurant, you know, if things go off a little bit, you got to get in there and you got to tweak it back. You got to get the lights right. You got to get the music right. You got to get the atmosphere right. Mm. And what's wrong with Dublin at the moment is the atmosphere's wrong. Mm. The vibe is gone. The energy isn't quite right. And we need to get that balance back into town. Mm. We need to get just a vibe and an energy. We need to get people in and we need to get people out. And we need to provide them with a good time when they're here.
See, I think people lost the knowledge of how to enjoy themselves in a safe city pre and post COVID. Pre-COVID, like even though numbers were falling, people still enjoyed themselves. But that 2 years break, it was a full 600 days that the late bars and clubs were closed for in COVID. And just that demographic coming up, they just didn't know how to go out and enjoy themselves and go from one thing to another. And they just took to their phones. And we were discussing earlier that in bars now, like people are more interested in looking at their phones than rather conversing with each other. And if they want to go on a date, they just pick up their phone rather than chatting to a nice guy or girl beside them. They just go on Hinge, Bumble, Grindr, whatever. And that's how they're making their connections. So there's a bit of that as well. It's social media taking over from the art of interaction. And it's a real, real shame. We need to not lose it, but we're losing it rapidly.
How do you find it again? Like, how do you increase that footfall? How do you get people to come back? Because sometimes what people suggest is that the city isn't actually that unsafe, but there's just a perception that it's unsafe and we need to convince people to come back in. But your first answer would suggest, well, actually, no, there are parts of it that are pretty dodgy. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, like I'd feel unsafe walking down O'Connell Street, even walking down Grafton Street. I'm watching myself, always checking my left and my right where I'm going.
So,
and
I mean, is it a simple thing then of just guards, visible Gardaí?
More Gardaí and better trained guards. Look, I didn't want to say this, but the day I closed Tramline last July, where I put down the shutters, and a Garda patrol car from Pier Street was driving by, and I said, "Look, guards, thanks for everything. We're closing up. Just can't do it anymore." They laughed. They laughed at me. Because they felt, oh, that's one less gig we have to patrol. And that attitude is just, like, it's abhorrent. Like, you're paid employees of the state. You're there to serve and protect. Do your job. Don't make fun of people who are paying taxes and running a business, employing 50 people on the hardest day of their lives. You know, it just, that really got me.
I was speaking to a retailer in town a little bit earlier on, who talked about just how common it is for people to kind of shoplift now. And it's not maybe the old kind of young or a young one slipping a chocolate bar up the sleeve.
No,
and
it says they're
walking
in,
absolute impunity, horsing stuff into bags, yeah, and off they go. And they do it for kind of very, very simple reason. It's not that complicated. You can overcomplicate these things. They do it because they can get away with it. Yeah. They do it because they know when they go out the front door, they're very unlikely to see a guard.
But I think we have a crisis of accountability across everything in society at the moment. People are just getting away with murder, and you know, we need to get a bit of a structure back into, you know, how the place is run. And if you're shoplifting, you need to get nicked. You know, if you're graffitiing, you need to get nicked. If you're drinking on the streets, you need to be told you can't do that. Mm-hmm. You know, and
It's the respect for the guards as well. Like some of the guards do a fantastic job, but some of them don't. You know, so it's that's down to training and their attitudes and beliefs.
Now, in fairness, in defence of the guards, we've been broken into 3 or 4 times in the last 12 months.
Okay,
in jury buildings, and every time,
and just kind of like crime of opportunity type thing, kind of smashing see what we
windows,
can grab.
You know, smashing windows. Busting through doors and getting into staff rooms and stealing stuff.
The amount of credit card fraud as well. We were hit for 2,600 a couple of weeks ago in one of the venues, and the guards at Pier Street, no interest in it. Absolutely no interest. We have the guy's name, we have his address, we have the details. They've thought, oh, the credit card company will have to get in touch with us over that. A crime is being committed. We've lost €2,600. We have to sell about €8,000 worth of drink to recover that. And that's, it's just, and for the guards to turn us away at the desk because they don't open another file, it's
like the people listening to this,
who are thinking about maybe going into the city centre, I guess they're maybe less inclined to. And I know you're not trying to run it down or anything, but that's the reality. And again, that retailer I spoke to earlier said that, listen, a lot of their customers now that they would follow up with are kind of going out to Dundrum or Liffey Valley or somewhere like that. They just, you know, they have a bit more peace of mind. That's not that those places don't have issues, but they just have more peace of mind. Where does this all go, Ronan, if nothing is done about it?
Well, look, I mean, the city is a cardiovascular system. And the city centre is the heart at the centre of that cardiovascular system. And if you keep closing down arteries into that heart, it's going to have an attack. And what we're seeing at the moment is we're having a stroke at the moment. Mm. And unless we get a couple of stints in, unless we start getting people back into town. And look, you put up barriers to trade and people stop coming. Mm. Right. And as much as I now cycle into town, I drive a motorbike, so do you. But if you stop the cars coming into town, you stop the shoppers coming into town.
Yeah.
And then the people that are coming into the shops aren't going for lunch. And then in the evening time, there's no way of getting out. You know, if you don't get a taxi, you only need to do the walk, the 2 hour walk out along one of the main roads, trying to flag a taxi once, and you're not going to do that again. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you talk about ghost buses not showing, that happens to you once or twice with your shopping bags and it's lashing rain, you're not going to do that again. Mm. So we need to get transport right. Mm. We need to slow down with the grand master plans. Stop for a sec. My appeal to Dublin City Council would be tranquilo for a minute. Slow down. Stop these grandmaster plans and get the basics right. Now plant the planters. Put flowers out on the streets. Mm. Clean them. And us business owners, we have to take our part in that as well. Mm. We have to clean up in front of our shops.
Yeah.
We have to power hose the streets and not sweep it out onto the road. We need to sweep it up. We need to, all of us need to come together and make Dublin great again.
Oh, yeah. My eyes bleed every time I see a kind of 20 foot wide piece of pavement. Like, we don't need that anywhere in the city. It just screams out to be kind of ripped up and, as you say, planters or something.
Just also in terms of all the voids, the rental voids in Grafton Street, I think we counted 18 at the south end of Grafton Street or the bottom end of Grafton Street. There's another fashion retailer about to announce their closure on Suffolk Street, a large one next week, which is horrific. If you look at Brent Thomas and Arnott's, two of the stalwarts of retail in the city, their financial statements record major losses over the last couple of years, and they're considering their position. So people say, oh, Brent Thomas or Arnott's, they'll never close. Look who's closed. Cleary's have closed. British Home Stores have closed. All the big retailers that have closed in the city centre, you know, even in Dundrum Town Centre, all the big retailers that have closed, they're not sustainable. The rates are excessive.
Yeah.
This additional levy to Dublin Town, which is a tax on top of a tax, is so aggressive, it's unbelievable. So we have to get the finance structure right of the operation of a business. We need to get the lower VAT rates. You know, for culture has to be reduced to zero. It's at 13.5% for theatre at the moment, and food 13.5%. That needs to be reduced to 9%. Admissions to shows and cultural events have to be reduced to zero VAT. Our insurance costs, thankfully, they're coming down, and Minister Richmond's doing great work in that regard. Premiums are coming down, and not before their time. As I said before, banging my head on the wall, when my insurance and tramline went from 37,000 the first year to the fourth year, 168,000. And then we just had to pull the plug on it. So that has been addressed, and it's fantastic. And the payouts are being reduced substantially.
Will in Limerick says he was at ACDC on Saturday. I stayed at a hotel across from Store Street Garda Station. I arrived in Dublin 2 p.m. I left Houston on Sunday at noon. Apart from inside Croke Park, I didn't see any guards. The first ones I saw on the street was outside Houston Station. I even saw three guys robbing a bike outside Store Street Garda Station, says Will in Limerick, which is a pretty inauspicious sign of things. I was in Dunn Stores yesterday, two girls walking around with several bags in each hand, casually walking around like they were shopping, and then just very casually walked out the front door where there were handfuls of bags stuffed to the gills. And somebody else says the city and town centre would become an empty zone with only drug dealers and thieves in it. DCC might have cycle lanes, but they've stripped the city of shoppers. No Gardaí and no proper cleaning. And that's from Jim, echoing points that the lads have made. Ian Redmond of High Grafton Street, Ohana Tiki Bar on Harcourt Street, former owner of Tramline, of course, as well. Ronan Rogerson, a local business rep and the owner of the Jury Buildings Restaurants on Jury Street. Ronan, Ian, thanks a million
for joining me here, Kieran,
on the show.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.